Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
We're going to press on in the place of prayer, and we're going to read from Psalm 102. Psalm 102, verses 13 to 17. Psalm 102, 13 to 17. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise their prayer. The time for God to favor Zion has come. The set time has come. It is time for the Lord to have mercy on Zion. And when it is time for God to do a thing, nothing can stop him. God has been announcing this in our hearing, that he will arise and have mercy on Zion, because the time to favor her has come. There is a lot of difficulty with God's people in Nigeria and in the nations. You know all the kinds of stories that we have been hearing about the evils, the difficulties, the persecutions that are falling upon the church because of the name of the Lord. In many nations, apart from the general despite that is being done to the name of Christ and to the people of God, you see fierce persecution from many quarters. You see that in many countries, even those who fight for fundamental human rights, the Christians in that nation has no fundamental human right. Whereas they would defend the right of the Muslims, they would defend the right of the gay people, but the Christians have no right. It has been the general norm, as if, as we read in the scriptures yesterday from Psalm 2, the kings of the earth have connived together against the Lord and his anointed. And they are saying, we will not have this man to rule over us. All over the nations, you will discover that the church has been so much bowed down and looked down upon and persecuted and intimidated, that we have not been able to lift up our heads again. In so many nations, the other day I was reading how someone, a Christian in the U.S., refused to sign the marriage certificate of a gay couple. And for that reason, and she said, it's because of my faith. And for that reason, she was put to jail. So that Christian has no human right to respond to her own conscience. There has been such terrible persecutions, both underground and overground, against the people of God. And we have suffered it for such a long time. If a Christian is killed, there is no problem. But if any other person is killed, there will be difficulty. But now, God is announcing, it is time for the Lord to have mercy on Zion. The time to favor Zion has come. The set time. Look, God is the one who set the time. He set it. He said, okay, you have suffered for this long, but the time to favor Zion has come. We're going to be praying this morning, first of all, for ourselves, that the favor of the Lord, which he promised, will descend on your life. Do you know when God favors a man? When the favor of the Lord comes on a man, even his enemies will be at peace with him. God will rebuke kings for his sake because of the favor of the Lord. If the favor of the Lord comes upon the church in a nation, there is nothing the king, the president, the leaders of that nation can do than to favor Zion. The set time has come. So we will be praying, Lord, arise as you have promised and favor Zion. Mercy drops around us are falling in all other areas. But when it comes to favoring Zion in the nations, it's still very hard like a stone. Talk about in Nigeria, you know it's very hard. Go to the different states. Even the states of Nigeria. Whereas you would think that there is freedom of religion in Nigeria. I don't think so. Something is happening underground, which you and I know. You are going to plead with the Lord. Whereas we are seeing mercy drops in terms of the power of God arising and manifesting in our lives. But in this aspect, Lord, let the favor you promised come down. Do you know that Jeremiah had to pray for the Lord to remember his promise of 70 years to deliver Israel from Babylon? Do you remember? Even though God promised and he said 70 years and I will release you. Until someone prayed about it, it did not come. We are going to pray. Lord, since you said the set time to favor Zion has come, arise and favor Zion. Arise and favor your church in the nations. Arise and favor Zion. That's our first prayer. The second prayer comes as a result of that, because this is the right time for the Lord to build his church. And we need his favor at a time like this to build the church. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's another decree that the Lord has made. Do you know that's a decree? I will build my church. And the time to build has come. But there was something, there's a burden God gave me as I looked through the scriptures. When it was time for the Lord to build the temple, to rebuild the temple, The children of Israel were still in Babylon. And God did something according to prophecy. There was a prophecy in Isaiah 45. Can we quickly read Isaiah 45? Isaiah 45. Isaiah chapter 45. We're going to read from verse 1 to 13. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and to loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will guard you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potter strive with the potter of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or shall your handwork say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what are you begetting? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask me of things to come, concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, you command me. I have made the earth and created man on it. My hands stretch out the heavens and all their hosts I have commanded. Verse 13. I have raised him up in righteousness. I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let my exiles go free, not for a price, nor for reward, says the Lord of hosts. God gave a prophecy right from the time of old, centuries before Cyrus, King Cyrus of Babylon, was born, that he was going to raise him up to build the church, to build the city of Jerusalem, to build the temple. And when this man was born, for you to know that God watches over his word to bring it to pass at the set time. I don't know who gave birth to Cyrus and they named him Cyrus. In order for the word of God to come to pass. So when King Cyrus came into power, in the book of Ezra, we are told that he did something, because the set time for God to favor Zion has come. Ezra chapter 1 talks about what Cyrus began to do. He was the king of Persia. Verse 2. Thus says Cyrus, or maybe let me read from verse 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all the kingdom and also put it in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. What am I seeing here? That the Lord, when the set time to favor his people came,
Even though they were in captivity, they were in oppression, they had even forgotten home. They had forgotten their home. They were marrying and giving in marriage, and they have forgotten home. But God, when the set time to favor Zion came, he moved this Cyrus, a heathen king, king of Persia. He moved that man in the political arena to build his temple. Nobody preached to him. God met him. God stirred up his heart. Build me my church. Build my temple. And he arose. We're going to be praying this morning. We have been praying. We have been calling on the Lord to rain down righteousness and to build his church. But look at the way God even wants to do it in our time. There are certain Cyrus or Cyruses in certain quarters that must arise and make correct proclamations in the nations. Certain politicians, kings, presidents of nations, state governments that must arise boldly to make proclamations to build the church. The body of Christ will not be built in a corner. God wants to do it in a style. He wants to move Cyruses. He wants to move political powers. But we must pray. We must plead with God that this thing he says he will do, we can't do it ourselves. It will not come by us going to preach to the president. Only God can do that. No presidential villa can be locked against the King of Kings. He went all the way and moved and stirred up the spirit of Cyrus. He could no longer sleep. He rose up, made a proclamation. The Lord has commanded me. It is by command. And we need to pray about this morning. Because if the church will be built, we need something beyond just doing it in a corner. The work God wants to do at a time like this, the ears that hear it will tingle. That what? Such a leader can make such a proclamation to build the church. Even heathen kings. Can God do it? Can he do it? He did it before. Even governments that have been opposing the church, when God goes to knock them down in their dreams, they will wake up to run. They will wake up to make proclamations and build the church. Hitherto, they have opposed the church. But now, they will arise. They will proclaim for the building of the church. He himself was not qualified. Do you know he knew he was not qualified? So he sent for the elders of Israel who were in Babylon. He said, who among you, anyone among you whose heart God has stirred up, let me send you to go and build the temple of God, which is in Jerusalem. And the elders arose and immobilized them. All that they needed, he provided. Can God do it again? We are going to pray. This is one prayer we need to pray. Since it is time for God to favor Zion, it will not exclude our political leaders. It will not exclude our traditional leaders. Even the leaders of the church must no longer be timid to arise and build the body of Christ. Those leaders, priests like Ezra, arose. He arose with boldness. The hand of the Lord came upon him and he went. But he went because the Lord has favored Zion. Because the Lord has made their enemies, even their enemies, to be at peace with them. We are going to pray. We need this in the nations. As we are calling and praying and listening to the word of God, we are being mobilized, energized inside But do you know that the political scene in our nations can push everything down? But since it is time for God to move, and God told us yesterday, he said, the Lord shall laugh at them. This is part of the laughter. This is part of the laughter. He will go into the presidential villa, into palaces, to go and say, what are you doing there? Going against me and my anointed. How can what is made say to his maker, who makes me? Woe to him who strives with his maker. The Bible says he will wound the heads of many nations. If you don't arise, I will wound your head. Do you know when God arose, even in the time of the children of Israel, when the Exodus was about to take place and Pharaoh was resisting, he wounded his head. Did he wound Pharaoh? He wounded Pharaoh and he favored Zion. He favored them so much that he told them, go and ask all these Egyptians. Tell them, give me that's your bowl made of gold. Bring it now, bring it. Ah, these were slaves. He favored Zion. The Bible said they plundered the Egyptians. God made sure that clothes, whatever they will need, they gave them. It is time for God to favor Zion. But we are going to pray now. You are going to plead with God. As you have promised, oh Lord, let your favor descend upon your Zion. Let your favor descend upon Zion in Nigeria, in the U.S., in the nations of the world, even in Arabian countries. If there be any Pharaoh who will arise against Zion, God will wound their heads. Lord, let your favor descend upon your people. And we're going to plead with God for the political scene in the nations, that the Lord will raise Cyruses. Cyrus, presidents, governors, kings, who will arise to obey the command of the King of Kings to build and no longer to destroy the church. The command will go forth. Let the Lord arise. Let him order kings. Let him issue decrees for his Cyrus to arise. Let him give us Cyruses. It is time for God to give us Cyrus. We don't need Nebuchadnezzar again. We need Cyrus who will favor Zion. And God who promises to answer prayers, he will answer our prayer in the name of Jesus. Rise up. Let's pray together. Lord, it is time for you to favor Zion. Let your favor descend upon us. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. This is the day of his power. We need his favor. We need his favor. You need his favor. You need his favor to be able to operate to the fullest capacity that God has given you. Lord, let your favor descend upon me. Let your favor descend upon your church. We are not afraid of persecutions. We have been persecuted for long. But that's not what we are talking about today. Lord, it is time to favor Zion. Let your favor descend upon us. Oh Lord God Most High. Let your favor descend, oh God. Oh, let your favor descend. Ha ha! On us. favor Zion. Oh God, arise and favor Zion. Arise, oh God, in your mercy. Give us Cyrus. Kings who are Cyrus. Political leaders who are Cyrus at heart. Who will issue that decree? Oh God, do it again. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, oh Lord. Do it again, oh Lord. Do it again. Do it again. Parabasanda kuriboshiba. Yabasaikas kuriabasa. Ribasanda kuribosa. Uribaba. Pray for your nation. Mention Nigeria. Plead with God for all our political leaders that God will make them Cyrus at heart. Even the present political leaders, let the Lord change their hearts. Let him give them the heart of Christ who will build his church. Pray for your leaders. Mention your country. Mention your state. Oh Lord, make them Cyrus at heart. We are tired of timid leaders. We are tired of enemies who lead God's people. We are tired. It is time for the church to be built. Change our story, oh God. Give us leaders who are Cyrus at heart. Political leaders whose hearts you have touched. Who will be bold. Who will do your will.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God. Oh, and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies. Oh, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. The set time. The set time to favor Zion has come. And when God set a time, God can never fail time. Can you all declare and say, Lord, the set time to favor Zion has come. Let everything in the heavens, everything anywhere, they must respond to this time. It is time for God to move again. It is time for God to assert his authority. It is time for God to raise whatever needs to be raised to favor Zion. Zion, your time has come. Declare it, declare it. It is the time. It is the time. The set time has come. Hinda raba shando robo skinda raba baba. Eye kete yerebo skamba ba kondo robo skinda yaba kaura masai. Lenda yaba kondo robos. Eka ruba saila mashando robo skuria. The set time. The set time. The set time to favor Zion. Ah, the set time has come. When the set time comes, even when you think something is not ready, it will happen. Father, your set time has come to favor your people. Turn our captivity around, O Lord. Cause the dust of Zion to be revived again. Turn your ears to hear the prayers of the destitute in Zion. Give us opportunity to see your glory again in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Before we finish this prayer, God said the set time to favor Zion has come. Let's quickly note two things. When the set time comes for anything to happen, there were prophecies about Jesus coming, Jesus' birth. But when the set time came, the prophecy said he would be born in Bethlehem. The prophecy said a virgin will produce. The prophecy spoke about the time and the way in which he was to be born. Do you know that when the set time came, listen, Mary was caught. But Mary was not living in Bethlehem. Mary was living somewhere in the north. He has no business going to Bethlehem. But so that prophecy will never fail, God moved the government of their day to order a census. And that census mandated that everybody should go to their village. That was how the pregnant woman with Joseph embarked on this journey. Just getting there, she fell into labor and delivered the baby according to prophecy. Now you are going to say to God, listen, because the set time for God to visit, to favor Zion, to turn our captivity around has come, any and everything that is necessary to cause the purpose of God to come to pass, they should be set in motion from this morning. Whether a Cyrus that is yet to be born has to be brought in, let them come in. Whatever will happen, that the purpose of God will not fail his time, let it begin to be set in motion now. All the resources to make sure the word of God comes to pass, let them be released wherever they are sitting. Every man, every woman that has anything to contribute to the movement that God is declaring for his people, release them right now. Every ass that is tied, let them loose. When it was time for Jesus to enter Jerusalem, the same thing. There was an ass that was tied. They had to loose it. Now, in the next 2 minutes, just tell God, because it is the set time to favor Zion, let everything on earth, whether in government palaces, whether in headquarters, let them begin to cooperate. Let men arise. There may be people that nobody think about. They are not in any political party, but they have a role to play in the purpose of God. Let them come out in the name of Jesus Christ. There are palaces that ought to be made vacant so that the purpose of God be fulfilled. Are you hearing me? There are Nebuchadnezzars that needed to be removed from where they are standing so that the purpose of God be fulfilled. Ask God today. It is the time. It is the time to favor Zion. It is the time to visit our land. It is the time for Benue State. It is the time for Nigeria. It is time for Ghana. Those of you from Ghana, I want you to tell God, It is time to favor Zion. Your next election must turn around. We are not going to have vagabond in Ghana anymore. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. It is the time. The time to favor Zion has come. The time for God to move in his mighty power has come. Hinda rabasando robo shinda makaura masaila. Yente kerebosa. Bori masaila mashanda bakondo robo skimba. Hallelujah. It is the time. It is the time. It is the time. The set time to favor Zion has come. It is the set time. Universities, God will begin to set things to happen. Things will be happening in different places just to favor the purpose of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. It is the time to favor Zion. The set time to have mercy on her has come. God had to go and call a Cyrus. God had to make a way to bring a Cyrus. Oh my God, we are asking you this morning. Everyone that has anything to do in the fulfillment of this day of your power, bring them in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Call me down, down, down. Call me down, down, down. The glory of the Lord is coming down. There is victory everywhere where the saints of God are found. The glory of the Lord is coming down. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh yeah, the glory of the Lord is coming down. Hallelujah.
There is victory everywhere.
Everywhere.
The saints of God.
Thank you, Jesus, for your word in our midst.
The glory of
thank you,
the
Jesus.
Lord is coming down.
Thank you, Jesus. Come me down, come me down.
Down,
down. Down, down. Call me down, down, down. The glory of the Lord is coming down. Hallelujah. Everywhere where the saints of God are found, the glory of the Lord is coming down. Father, thank you because you watch over your word to bring it to pass. Thank you because when the set time comes, nothing can stop you. When the time to change men have come, no one can withstand you. When the time for you to turn the captivity of Zion around has come, no one can stop you. You can go anywhere to bring anybody to fulfill your counsel. And so today we declare, the time to favor Zion has come. The time for our revival has come. The time to reset issues have come. The time to reset Nigeria has come. The time to set our nations ablaze has come. Every resource, be it human, be it material, release them from heavenlies in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we go on today, we are trusting you that the spirit of prayer will continue upon us. We know you have drawn us into a very continuous prayer time, and we are asking that that spirit will not depart from this congregation, until we see your glory break forth. Each one of us, we are for signs and for wonders in Israel. And we shall see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. We shall live to see the manifestation of your power in the days to come. You said, launch out into the deep for a catch. Father, we are going to see an outburst where we have seen nothing before. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.